This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Mark Magnuson. Market reaction was swift following the publication of reports last Friday from the USDA, including the annual crop production report. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says changes made to corn and soybean yields were the focus. We will hear more from Meyer next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up Seed Treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up Seed Treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Market reaction was swift following the publication of reports last Friday from the USDA, including the annual crop production report. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says changes made to corn and soybean yields were the focus.
The big yield changes that happened this month.
Those changes were made in the final production estimates for 2024. Meyer says corn yields saw a major adjustment.
Downward adjustment of corn yields by 3.8 bushels from last month. That's a big change this late in the season. That gives you a production change down 276 million bushels. As a result, we see corn prices up nearly 3%, up 13 cents on the nearby futures market. The trade was maybe looking for a little bit lower yield. They got bigger decline in yields than they had anticipated.
He points to a similar adjustment in soybean yields for the 2024 crop.
Revised down a bushel from last month, that gives you a production change of nearly 100 million bushels from the previous estimate down. And so you got bean futures up 2% as well.
For those looking for changes to international numbers, the corn production number for South America was unchanged.
When we look at internationally as well, folks were wondering, hey, will we get a corn change anywhere in South America? No change in the size of the corn crop for Argentina and for Brazil.
The World Agricultural Outlook Board this month kept production estimates for corn and soybeans the same as the December 10th report, according to Meyer.
Looks pretty supportive of corn and soybean prices, and in fact, that's what we're seeing.
No change was made by the World Outlook Board for the season-ending average price for soybeans. The January price estimate for corn was raised 15 cents from December. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.